Because the Tana and Mishnah holds Geri Arayis, and since the Geri Arayis, so they go into the lava like this chapi, the meaning Pashtas Rashi means. Since the Geri is not chal, the Geri Arayis, it means that they don't have a din of Yisro, that they have a din of a goy. So Mimele, they go into the lab of Leitis Chatan. So that's why in the Melshim Psulas, that's why Kusim are Kusis, or Kusis is a Psula. And therefore get to be listed in our Mishnah, which is all Melshim Psulas. Vizela Fishitosik, it is Hakadaitan Mikor Bior, the Benoch Yusun, Islu Istachaslus. So first of all, Taisis points out that Rashi is the Shitosik, that the Issue of Leitis Chatan applies when they're Goyim. Because if the Geri arise, then the Goyim. And Rashi says, they have the Lava Leitis Chatan. Apparently, the Lava Leitis Chatan applies to Goyim. So that's like the Havamina of Rova in Ayin Vov, and that's Rashi L'shitosoi. The Rashi goes like the Havamina of Rova. Meaning, even Tosh agrees that there is an Issa to marry a Goyim. But Taisus holds not from Leitis Chatan, it's from, like Taisus said before, the Gemara in Kiddushin, that Taisus holds not really from Leitis Chatan, it's from where? From Kiyosir, from the end of the Pasuk. Even though the Gemara in Kiddushin Samaches quotes the Pasuk of Leitis Chatan for marrying a guy, but Taisus is really labdatka, because the Maskana Shova, the lab of Leitis Chatan is Begerusa, not Begerusa. The issue to marry a nochris, and the fact that it's not physical dus and nochris, is not from Leitis Chatan, but from the end of the pasuk of Kiyosir, it's been from Yachai. So Rashi here quotes the pasuk of, so the Rashi Lishitosi, not in the Indian, you know. So even the Maskonos Rava, that the law of Leitis Chatan is Begerusam, a goita is still a Misha Psula, but not from the pasuk of Leitis Chatan. So Rashi's quoting of the pasuk of Leitis Chatan, so he says, that's Lishitosoi, that the lava of Leitis Chatan, like the hat that Rashi holds, like the Havamin of Rava, that the lava of Leitis Chatan is be Giyusum rather than be Gerusum. That's also Tosis Lishitosoi, we saw at the end of the previous Tosis. The Tosis holds that according to the Maskon of Rava, that the lava of Leitis Chatan is be Gerusum, then it's not be Giyusum. It's either or. The Havmin of Rova is that it's Begiyusum and not Begiyusum, and the Maskon is that it's Begiyusum and not Begiyusum. We saw that they're on hold, that even the Maskon of Rova, Leitis Chatan is Begiyusum, but it's also Begiyusum. That the Lav contains both ideas. There's a Lav of Leitis Chatan to marry a Goita, regardless whether she's from the Shilum or from the Shiva Moment or not, it's time to marry a Goita. But then, if that was all that it said, so then it shouldn't have said a lashon of chitun, because properly speaking, chitun is not really shayach by a goy. So that's megal that the lav is also begirusum. That's what the Ramban said over there at the end of in Ayin Ches. So the Taisus holds that if it's begirusum, it's not begirusum. So if Rashi quotes the pasuk of like this chatan, so Rashi lushitosa. Umashi pirish the kasava kusim geri arayis. Geri arayis. Hey, lenir lirivom. Then Cain, Ivedis Kichovimi, Vivedis Kichovim, Ein Laknas. Obvious Kash and Rashi. If this mission is going, Geri Arayis, so you gain the nine, then why the Noshim Psulis? But on the other hand, you lose if the Geri Arayis and the Goitas. And if she's a Goita, then how can she have Knas? How can you have a Goita doesn't have Knas? And how do you know that a Goita doesn't have Knas? Taisus brings a riot. Apparently, it's interesting, Taisus even needs a riot. All right, but he has a riot, so he brings a riot. I don't know that it necessarily would. If Tosis didn't have a raya, I think it would also be true. But Tosis happens to have a raya, so he brings the raya. Kedeporach perakamo, like the Gemara says in the first pair, Yavinu lakras the ozlo v'yochlo benochri yusuf. The Gemara there is talking about a ger kotten. That the Gemara says that a ger kotten, if he megayir, based on his megayir, a little girl, so ikdila yochlo lumchais. So when she grows up, she could be meicha and say she doesn't want the gerus. So the Gemara asks, so how can our Mishnah say that a Gerish and his Gair of Kusim Baskim Lashonim Biyam Echad, she has Knas, you're going to give her Knas, then when she's going to become Bas Mitzvah, maybe she's going to be Meicha, she's going to become a Goita, and it's going to turn out that you gave Knas to a Goita. How could you have given Knas to a Goita? So the Gemara answers, no, you wait till she's Bas Mitzvah and she verifies her Yiddishkeit, and then you give her the Knas. But upon him, you see that it was posh to the Gemara that you can't give Knas to a Goita. So Tosis asks, if Kusim Agari arise, then they're not Jewish. If they're not Jewish, then how can they have Knas? What?
Just looking at how it was, it was no. It seems that the only reason why I don't give a guy knas is because I want to be the guy.
Again, the Gemara, I'm sorry, I'm not hearing you. In the cold there, the sound doesn't travel so much.
By Nizokin, the Gemara seems to give a special reason why goyim don't get
the Nizokin. The Gemara, Nizokin.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe so Mitzrayim. If you
have a fact of the Samir, then actually the boy that you
have. Yeah, maybe. I hear. Maybe it needs to be said. Maybe it needs a riot. Akapon Pesach has a perfectly good riot.
Really?
Jager has a riot. What?
Doesn't the girl have to decide when she's 12? So how come? And then how are you like being Mahanis here before she's 12 and having to pay her class? Or are we only okay for an hour? What's the Marmid Allah?
Again.
Pesach and then ask that question. Pesach is Iktiva doesn't mean Mamish Vishidiktai, that means when she's Iktiva.
Okay. Yeah. What?
We can't say
that.
What?
No, because the Gemara says perish the Mishnah, right? Yeah.
What's the Gemara? Just said another Gemara by Mutzi Shemer also makes a special Mishnah. Mutzi Shemer is only specifically by Knas. Makes a special that Mutzi Shemer doesn't apply to Goyim. So it
sounds
like you
make Knas. Okay, fine. Akapanim, Rabbi Kreger has no Arab. According to Rashi, Tosfos brings Raya from the Gemara in the first parak. So Pekeri says, why didn't Tosfos bring Raya from the Mishnah itself? The Mishnah lists Noshim Sulis who have Knas. Why didn't he say Goita? He says Kusus. Just say Nochris. If in fact Nochris has Knas, so the Mishnah should say it. From the fact that the Mishnah doesn't say Nochris, it only says Kusus. So you see, the Nochris doesn't have Knas. Okay, sort of asked it as a kasha on Tosfos. What does Tosfos have to come on? The Gemara in Daf Aleph from the Mishnah in Ayub Bey, it's muchach that an ochr doesn't have kas. That's kind of pushes Rabbi Kreger. Rabbi Kreger says a complicated answer. Kreger says a very complicated answer. He says that maybe an ochr is really, if he only had the Mishnah, if I didn't have the evidence of the Gemara in Daf Aleph, so maybe I would have said that la'olam an ochr has kas. But the reason why the Mishnah doesn't mention it is because if he's bal an ochr, it's kanoim poigenboy. Since it's kanoim poigenboy, so it's kimelib the rabbinate. So Mela, it's not going to be any knas. But She'en came by a kusis, even though the Geri Arias, but some kusim were Geri Emes, they weren't all Geri Arias. Not people weren't Geri Arias. But probably there were some among the kusim, there were probably some, like the Graf Potocki said, that the Geri Mar, the people who, when Akush Baruch went to all the Umos and they all said, we don't want the Torah, there were probably some who didn't want, just in general, most of them didn't want. So those are the ones who were Mizgaya later. So the Kusim, they were Geri Arias, but some of them probably meant it up in Emes. So it's also suffix, so it's not Kanaim Pagimba. So in Mela, that's why it says Kusus, because Kusus doesn't have Kanaim Pagimba. But the Goita, maybe she really is fundamentally has that. But it's Kanaim Pagimba, so the Mishnah can't say it. But Mashal Taisha said, no, but I see the Gemara Dafir Aleph, there is also no Kanaim Pagimba. She was Mizgaya. So later on, Idili Chayalimuches, but meanwhile, the Geris might be a good Geris. So there's no Kanoim Pagimba. So there, Tosfos saw a Raya that a Goita doesn't have Knas, and Nochris doesn't have Knas, even in the absence of Kanoim Pagimba. That's Rabbi Kreger. Okay, that's a very interesting notion. And a Chiddush, Rabbi Kreger, I didn't talk about this, Rabbi Kreger. You see, Rabbi Kreger, a Chiddush that Kanoim Pagimba creates Kimli with the Rabbin, eh? Which is interesting all by itself. But I don't understand the whole Kash in the first place. How could the Mishnah say Nochris? A Nochris not b'cheses p'sula. Even if a Nochris would have knas, but she wouldn't have. Even if theoretically a Nochris could have knas, but b'poil a Nochris wouldn't have knas because she's not b'cheses p'sula. The Haraya. The Mishnah says that even a Giyaris, who's not a Nochris, but she was Nisgaira Yosim Baskimel Shalom V'Yem Echad, she doesn't have knas. Why? She's not a Nochris. She's a full fleshed. A full-fledged Giyaris. So why does she not have Knas? But since she was Nisgari Yosin Bashim Gimel Shonam Yem Echad, so she's not Becheskes Psula. So Achas Kama V'Chama Nochris Ma'amish not Becheskes Psula. So the Mishnah can't say Nochris. But a Kusis knows, maybe fundamentally Nochris ought to have Knas. If she would be Mishum Eris L'Moshel somehow, maybe she would have Knas. But normally speaking, we're not talking about a Mishum Eris, ordinarily speaking, a Nochris does not have Knas. Well, alright, because she's not Becheskes Psula. Again, V'haraya from Giyarish and his Gari Yosin Bashkim of Sonam Yem Echot. You see, she doesn't have Knas. Why? She's Yisraelis, but she's not Becheskes Psula. Mashaykin a Kusis, maybe Rashi holds that a Kusis is Becheskes Psula. Technically she's a Nochris, but in the Meisim, maybe she's Becheskes Psula. So a Kusis is a kind of Nochris who's Becheskes Psula. So therefore, from the Mishnah itself, the fact that it doesn't say Noachas Taisa doesn't have a right, didn't have a Kashan Rashi. But Taisa is a Kashan Rashi from the Gemara in Dafid Aleph. The Gemara in Dafid Aleph told about a Ger Kotten. So a woman was Misgaya Chusim Baskim Shalim Vimechor. So the Mishnah says, and the Gemara says, so she's Becheskes Psula. From when she was less than 3 years old, she was a Geirus. And nonetheless, the Gemara says you can't give her Knas till after she's Bas Mitzvah, because maybe Hidila Yechayu Limchais and she'll be Meichin, retroactively she'll have been a Nochris, and a Nochris not entitled to Knas. So there, Taisus saw that a Nochris Be'etzim doesn't have Knas, even if she's Becheskes Psula. That's already a Kashan Rashi by Kusus. It's a Pelech Me'er Rebbe Kreger. I don't know what Rebbe Kreger's Hashu was in the first place. Chayu is a Pasha dancer. Yeah, that's also Aaron of Kerigam. Kanoim Poikim was only with Nayasara. So, what the Mishnah is talking with Nayasara? He was Mahanasar with Nayasara. That's why it doesn't say Nochris, because in the case where he was Mahanasar with Nayasara, only a Kusus doesn't have to, only a Kusus has Nath, but Nochris not because Kanoim Poikim. Any of that. Akalponim, it's a Kashan Rashi. One way or another, you know, whether you need the Gemara in Dafid Aleph, you don't need the Gemara in Dafid Aleph, but there's a Gemara in Dafid Aleph. Bottom line, there's a Gemara in Dafid Aleph, Beferish, that a Nochas doesn't have Knas, even if she's Beches Kutsul. So it's Hakapela and Rashi. How can Rashi say that the Mishnah's going to give her a Raisin? Then Tosafot says another Kashiva, oh, the Gemara Mukim Asnisim Kerem Meir. The Gemara is that's designed that the Mishnah is going like a Meir, because the Mishnah says Nairis, not Katanis. The Gemara says that's like a Meir, so the Tan of the Mishnah is a Meir. The Meir is the Gary Emerson. And Shitas Rav Meir is that Kusum Ageri Emes? That we know elsewhere. Rav Meir says that the Dam is Matamik, Rav Meir holds Kusum Ageri Emes. The Afal Gav, so that's right away, the Kashan and Rashi. Taisus adds though, maybe the Kashan not so poshut. The Afal Gav, the Kulum as Nisim Layasik Rav Meir. Even though some parts of the Mishnah are Rav Meir, the Elun Iris, as opposed to Tanis, the Gemara says Beferi, so that's like Rav Meir. But on the other hand, there are other parts of the mission over here that are not alibud the Rav Meir. The bitoy omer b'gemara b'li asik kavasei, because the Mishnah says the sefer of the Mishnah, which is later on, says that bitoy has no knas because cumulative rabbinate, and the Gemara says that's not like a Meir because a Meir holds it by knosis there's no cumulative rabbinate. Right, those are sugis later on. But the point you see that even though some parts of our Mishnah are Meir, but not all of the Mishnahs are Meir, so maybe kusis is not a Meir. Oh, it's maybe the Kashas and Rashi not so terrible, because the Mishnah not uniformly Remeir. So maybe, you know, the word Nair is Remeir, but the word Bitoi is not Remeir. So maybe Kusus is also not Remeir. So Taisa says no, it can't be. Because remember, the Sovet Gary Emesim Asik Kavasei, but Kusus that the Mishnah is going Kusum Gary Emes is certainly that the Mishnah, the part of the Mishnah that talks about Kusus is going like a Remeir. Fair Shigamar the Meshoshen Ogaf Alidehei. Maskin and the Shor Yisrael Shenogach Shor Shel Kusi Potter. Mishum the even according to Rameir. Why according to Rameir the Gary Emes says the Gemara the Knasu the Konus Rameir be Mamayma. The Rameir Shor Yisrael Shenogach Shor Shel Nochri is Potter. Shor Shel Nochri Yisrael Shenogach Shor Shel Yisrael is Chayev. So Rameir says that if he was Nogach Shor Shel Kusi, even though Minadin the Gary Emes. But Rameir holds we counsel them to treat them in disregard like Goyim, Shlo Yitamu them, in order that people should consider them to be like Goyim and not to marry them. Afal Gav, because even according to Meir, the Kusum of Geriyam is not allowed to marry them. For various reasons, the Gemara gives in, everybody agrees, not allowed to marry a Kusum. So the Gemara says that's the Gemara in Kilushin Daf Ayin Bov. The Gemara brings their. Where it says, Shalosh Machlekes Vadoma. There's one Madoma, the Kusum Ageri Arias, and if you're not allowed to marry them in a Torah. And there's another Madoma that the Geri Emes. Let me have a Gemara. Gemara Kiddushin. Anyway, the word is Machlekes. Either Kusum Ageri Arias, not allowed to marry them in a Torah, or the Geri Emes, in a Torah you could marry them, but you're not allowed to marry them for other reasons, either because Eved Vishivcha. Nisaru behem, or because mamzerim were nisaru behem, or because they're not bekiyam in kiddushin in gittin the kiddushin, so mele they're messed up in terms of mamzerus. So for various other considerations, bottom line is hakol moedim not allowed to marry a kusi. So therefore, Taisit. So the Gemara says that therefore since you're not allowed to marry a kusi, so even though a meir holds be emes geri emes that really the geri emes, But nonetheless, he canceled them. Remind them that Shor Shishol Shinogach Shor Shal Kusi should be Potter in order that you shouldn't marry a Kusi. Be'afa gav them in Adin Chayev the Gerei Emeset. Uporech, and the Gemara over there asked me, Mas Nisin the Hocha the Kusi Shesh Lo Knas. Visaka Daitach the Knas of Shikhan Shemeir Bimimimimimim Hocha Nami Liklas. And the Gemara over there asked, what about our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says that Kusim have Knas. Why didn't a mayor, the same logic, would have led a mayor to cancel over here and to say that they have no, and to say that they have no knash, lo yitamu behem? And the Gemara answers, shlo yichayt niska. We don't want the ma'anis to walk away scot free. I mean, adin is chayev. We're going to pat him, shlo yishlo, we're going to pat ma'anis, as the knas. So he's going to be chayt niska. So therefore, we're maimed al adin, and we say that he's chayev knas. A kapanim says places almud the masnisin the hocha sova the gerei emesem. You see from that Gemara that our Mishnah is going gerei emes because the Gemara is medamit to a mayor. The mayor holds kusim a gerei emes, but he canceled the mimamayim shlo yitamu behem. And the Gemara says the same thing should apply in our Mishnah, meaning the Gemara apparently holds our Mishnah also. It's going like a mayor the gerei emesem, and mean adin they have knas, but we should cancel them. They don't have any knas. So it sounds like a Mefarish Gemara that this Mishnah is going with Geri Emesem, not like Rashi with the Geri Arayis. Fact Taisus, Vim Taimir Mekain. So therefore, Taisus holds that Mishnah is going with Olam Geri Emesem. And if the Geri Emes, then that's why they have Knas. Fact Taisus, in Kain, Micah, Mashmalon, Pshita, the Yeshla Knas, the Israelis Gmuri. So what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? Why is Kusus said here at all? If Kusus is if the Geri Emes, so they're full fledged Israelim. So of course they have knas. Why shouldn't they have knas? Like why is she listed here in the Noshim Psulis at all? What's the chiddush that she has knas? She's not Isha Psula. What's Taisha's kasha? What do you mean? She is an Isha Psula. Even if Kusim Megeri Emes, we're not allowed to marry them. As I said before, the Gemara has all kinds of reasons why not allowed to marry them. Mamzerim Nisar Behem, Roshivchan Nisar Behem, the Napakim Begitim the Kiddushim. So the bottom line is that Kusis is you're not allowed to marry Kusis. So that's why the Mishnah lists. And Mamzeris is also Yisraelis. And the Mishnah finds it necessary to tell me that a Mamzeris has Knas, because the Mishnah is Mecharish to me that Noshim Psulis have Knas. So what do I give Kusim Agariyat? What's Taisus Kashi? What my Kamashvul and Pshita the Yeshla Knas? It's a Chiddush. Because, yes, true, she's a Yisraelis, so are all the other ladies in the Mishnah. But the Mishnah tells me that they have Knas even though they're Psulis. So Kusis is also Psulis, so the Mishnah tells me that nonetheless she has Knas. So what's Taisus Kasha? Micah Mashmala. So what's the Pshat Taka? Let's start talking to Taisus. What does Taisus want? So I think the pshat is like this. The Gemara says in Amud Beis that the Mishnah is coming la puki mehai tana. That the Mishnah is coming la puki from Rav Shimon ben Manasseh and Rav Shimon Atimni, who hold that Noshim Psulos don't have knas because we dash nev loisi li isha isha ruyula or isha sheish bavai according to Rav Shimon Atimni. Right, that's the one Amud Beis. The Mishnah that says that there's chiyu knas by Noshim Psulos, by Mamzeres, and by Achoisi even by Chai Vikaris. The Gemara says that's la puke from a Shimon Atimni and a Shimon ben Manasseh, because according to Shimon Atimni, an isha she'ein by havaya like a chosay doesn't have knas, and according to Shimon ben Manasseh, any isha she'ein ruyuloi like a mamzeres or a nesino also doesn't have knas. Mamzeres and nesiki, we're not. The Gemara says so. The Gemara says the first that the Mishnah is coming la puke from a Shimon Atimni and Shimon ben Manasseh. So I think Tosis understood pshat in that Gemara that's the whole chiddush of the Mishnah. I'm not sure. L'chor, you don't have to learn the Gemara that way. You could learn the Gemara saying the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that Noshim Psulis have the Noshim Psulis have Knas, and it happens to be Lapuki from Avshim and Atimi and Avshim and Manasseh. But I think Taisus is reading that Gemara that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. The whole reason why the Mishnah finds it necessary to tell me that Noshim Psulis have Knas is because Avshim and Manasseh and Avshim and Atimi hold that it's not true. So comes along the Mishnah and says Lapuki Me'aytano. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. That Mamzeres and Nesino and Kusis and so on and so forth, that all of these women have Knas, la'apuke from Rav Shimon ben Manasseh and Rav Shimon Atimni, who say that you need a Isha Sheish Ba'avaya, or according to Rav Shimon ben Manasseh, you need a Isha Hayra Uyula. think that's what Taisus understood Pshat in the Gemara. So may like this. Here we're talking about now Kusus. Taisus says we're on Kusum Geri Emes. If Kusum Geri Emes, so it's Minatayra the Mutter. What's the Isra only in Isra Abana? Because of various reasons when we argue. And Taisus Behemshich, that's Shema Nachas Shivchim Sarim. Taisus Behemshich, that's only in Isra Abana. Minatayra we start in Chazaka. So we're talking about Isra Abana. Does an Isra Abana impact on Isha Ruila? A woman who's also made a Rabbanon, does she have to ask the coin of Shimon Manasseh, or do we say no, she's not Isha Ruila? A woman who's Ruila made a Raisa but not made a Rabbanon, coin of Shimon ben Manasseh, that you need Isha Ruila. So what if you have an Isha Ruila made a Raisa but not made a Rabbanon? So would she have to ask the coin of Shimon Manasseh? That's close to the top of the Amud. But which way?
She does.
Taisus at the top of the Amud says that was one of Taisus' kashas on Rashi. Rashi also Nesina is only the Rabbanon. In fact, Taisus, if a Nesina is only the Rabbanon, the Gemara says Mamzeres of Nesina Ikevenayu, that according to Shimon Manasseh, a Nesina doesn't have knas. If it's only an Issa the Rabbanon, she should have knas. So you see, it's pasha to Taisus that an Issa the Rabbanon does not impact on Isha Uyuloi. A woman who's mutum in that Torah, she's only also the Rabbanon, would have knas even according to Shimon Manasseh, because in that Torah she's Isha Uyuloi, and I don't care about the Rabbanons. We said at the time, Taisus, even though Taisus doesn't speak it out, we said at the time, Taisus arrived from the Farish Gemara. Which Gemara? By Chai Vishnias, the Gemara Lamed Vav, the Gemara says the Farish. The Chai Vishnias is half Nas, even according to Shimon Manasseh. Because it's called Isha Ruyulai. I should also meet her upon it. But since Minatari, she's not also, so that's called Isha Ruyulai. So, Mel, I think that's the chat Taisus Kasha now. Taisus is asking, you're telling me that a Kusus is the Geri Emes. So, why are they also only meet her upon it? It's only Nisim Midrabanon, then even according to Shimon ben Manasseh, who requires Isha Ruyuloi, she'll have Knas. So then what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? The whole Chiddush of the Mishnah left Puki from Shimon ben Manasseh, but here even Shimon ben Manasseh would agree that she has Knas, because she's only Nisim Midrabanon. So what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush of the Mishnah by Mamzeres, the Moshullah, by Nesina, which according to the Raisa, the Chiddush of the Mishnah, by all the other cases, is that even though according to Shimon ben Manasseh, she does not have Knas, but the Mishnah tells me, Lapuki from Rav Shimon ben Manasseh, that I don't know, the Mishnah doesn't agree with Rav Shimon ben Manasseh, and the Mishnah holds, doesn't agree to the drasha of Isha Ruyuloi, and the Mishnah holds that she does have Knas. But a Kusis is of Gegeri Emes. So it's only Nisid Rabbanon. Even according to Rav Shimon ben Manasseh, she's an Isha Ruyuloi. So what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? This is not Lapuki from Rav Shimon ben Manasseh. So that's Taisus Kasha. So Taisus, I think it's Pashup Shah. So Taisus answers. The same as the Gemara over there by in Baba Kama, the place quoted before. That's good for the Chiddush of the Mishnah. I might have thought, like the Gemara Taka asked in Baba Kama, maybe we should cancel that they should not have knas, so that we should consider this, so that people won't come to marry them. So there was the Gemara itself had such a havamina. So the Mishnah tells me, no, nonetheless, since it's going to be Chayte Niskar, so we're maimed al karedin, and they have knas. So it's a different chiddush than the rest of the Mishnah. The rest of the Mishnah, the chiddush is lapuki from Rav Shimon Manasseh. But the particular case of Kusus really has nothing to do with Rav Shimon Manasseh. It's a side chiddush that we don't say, we don't cancel them shlo yitamu
bem. Yeah, Mati. I think that this Toshka is a different chat. Yeah. That the whole reason for sold that Kusi is because it's a Safik Mamzeris. So writing out Mamzeris gets a knas, and Safik Mamzeris will get a
knas. I mean, what's the chiddush if Kusus, that's how he has the kasha. I mean, what does it have to, if Kus is only also al Safik Mamzeris, so what's the Chiddush that she has Knas? It already said that Mamzeris is Knas. There was a point to that Mandalma, who's the Mishnah going to that Mandalma?
I mean, I think
it
should have
that,
but also
is
that because it creates
Mamzeris. Well, Shivchen Sarabim is also because it creates Mamzeris. Well, no, it doesn't create Mamzeris, it creates an Issa Shivcha, and a Shivcha Bem has no Knas, so I don't know why that's. And Toysak is, that's the next Kashan Taisus. The Maldom is Shivchen Sarabim, so why do they have Knas? Maybe she's a Shivcha. Tais says, me, that Tayo is Shalan Chazakah. So who says the Mishnah is going to Maldom that it's asked Safik Mamzeris? That asked Mamzeris? I don't know. Okay. Maybe it's a little bit further. In time of the Mandom Perkasar Yuchsun, the Psul Kusum Mishim David Rishivcha Nitmu Behem. Right, the Gemara says over there in Asar Yuchsin, as I told you before, one, you get for sure not allowed to marry Kusus. You're not allowed to marry Kusus. In fact, the Mishnah there says, Rabbi Elazar Omer, not only you're not allowed to marry Kusus, but a Kusi's not allowed to marry Kusus. Kusus are not even allowed to marry each other. Obviously, the Kusus don't listen, but Rabbi Elazar, and the Gemara says, Halacha Rabbi Elazar. So the Gemara explains what's the issue over here. The Gemara says, well, there's one madlama that the Geri Arias him. So if the Geri Arias said the Goyim, so that's why you're not allowed to marry Kusi. Then presumably they can marry each other. But the Gemara says, but there's another madlama that Kusi lo'ilma Geri Emes. But the reason why you're not allowed to marry them is because they're Sophic. The Gemara has a few theories. One is that they're not Kim Gitim the Kilushin, or because there was a Mamzer was Nitma Behem, or because Eved Meshivcha Nitma Behem. So they're all Sophic Mamzerim, or Sophic Shivchas. So then they can't even marry each other, because this one might be Shivcha and this one might not. This one might be Yisrael and this one might be a Shivcha. So therefore, a Kusi can't even marry a Kusis. A Kapan, those are the various opinions in the Gemara. So Taisus asks, according to that Madama, that the reason why Kusim are also is because Eved v'Shivcha nitmu bem, meaning at some point in history, an Eved and a Shivcha married into the Kusim. The Gemara says the Eved really issue is moot. I don't really care that an Eved was married into them, because if an Eved is Val Bas Yisrael, the child is Kosher. So it's just Ma'aseh Shoya Kachoya, the Gemara says. The Eved issue is not really the issue. The issue is that there was a Shivcha. At one point in history, a Shivcha, sounds like one solitary Shivcha, married into the Kusim. So therefore, every Kusi is a Suffolk that maybe he is a descendant, or his mother's mother is a descendant of this Shivcha. And therefore, he comes from a line of Shivchas, and therefore he's also, because he's an Eved. Every Kusi is a Suffolk Eved, because maybe his mother's mother's mother was a Shivcha. Right? Clear enough. In fact, Tosfos, so according to that mandomer, that's why not allowed to marry Kusi, so then they shouldn't have Knas, because the Shivcha is not entitled to Knas. So I'm Ayesh Knas, name a law, so even though it's a Suffolk, but Hamaisi Mechamera Levaraya, name a law, Aisi Raya, the last Shivcha, Vishkili, Lishmul Dom and Hilchim Bamanach Aroy. There's a Roy, but she's not a Shivcha, but if you hold in Hilchim Bamanach Aroy, so how can she be Goyve Knas? She's a Suffolk Shivcha. Every Kusis is a Suffolk Shivcha. The afilu le rav, and even point to rav that hoychem mona acharoy, but also iu gaboy. If in a case of oinus where he went to her, so havele kavua v'chol kavul kavul kamechtzal mechtzadami. So the kisser for all kusim are a suffix shivcha. So even if there's a roiv to the contrary, but in hoychem mona acharoy, and maybe it's kavua. So how does kusis have knas? She's a suffix shivcha. The yeshleima is a taisa to call achas mukminon la acheskes avosu shoyu kusim. That every kusi, even though his mother's mother's mother might be a shivcha, but since his father is a kusi, I mean, how do I know? Maybe his father's mother's mother's mother was also a shivcha. But I guess the original shivcha, that original shivcha, married a male kusi. Right? We don't think a little bit complicated. Yeah, the kusi comes along, so we're chayshish or kusis. Let's say a girl, she's a kusis. So what's the chash? That maybe her mother was a shivcha. Why was her mother a shivcha? Because her mother's mother was a shivcha, and her mother's mother was a shivcha all the way up. So Taisus says no. So that's Taisus kasha. So how could she have knas? So Taisus, no. We tell her on the chazak of the father. What father? The kusis's father is also a suffer. Maybe the kusis's father is an eved. Why would he be an eved? Because maybe his mother's mother's mother was a shivcha. So maybe this kusis, who was nensa, maybe her mother and her father are both avodim. Maybe both her mother and her father come from the shivcha ultimately through the mother's side. So what place is teretz? The answer is, but that original shivcha who was nitma among the kusim. So her, let's say second generation kusim, first generation kusim somewhere in it is a shivcha mixed in. Now look at the second generation kusim. That second generation kusim, every single one of them had a chazokah, whoever his mother might have been, his father was definitely a kusi. So therefore the second generation of kusim were all becheskas, their father, who was a kusi, and therefore presumably they are not a shivcha. Once the second generation were all becheskas, they're not kusim, so then I guess it continues all the way there. That's how it has to work. That's the mice, that's the bottom line, that place is kash. That's places teres. We shtel all the kusim and the chazokah. Why are we afraid that shivcha married, that the original shivcha married the original eved? So So then you could have a line in the second generation and then a third generation that are Eved v'Shifcha from both sides. And somehow that went out Klal Shifcha. The Shifcha got married in, and the Eved got married in, but the Eved didn't marry the Shifcha. Somehow that we know. You know, maybe that's like this recorded fact. They didn't marry each other. I guess then it wouldn't be called Nitmu then. You know, if the Eved married the Shifcha, it wouldn't be called Nitmu then. Nitmu then, the Eved married a Kusis and the Shifcha married a Kusi. So that so the second generation, even if the mother was from that Shifcha, but the father was a Kusi, male, every single one of the second generation Kusim had a Cheskes Avaso that is a Kusi rather than being an Eved. Right, that's what it says over here. So I'm going to talk about it a little bit. It's a strange thing, this Chazok over here. Because, you know, usually when you have Chazok, the Marshal, sometimes you have like the Gemara in the first part by Ruma Daberes, I have Chet Kusei Mahani Labas, where you have, let's say, a woman, she became pregnant from somebody. We don't know from whom. Was he a kosher? Was he an apostle? So it's a Safa Gabi her. Was she Nifsula? She was never an apostle. She's a Zayna. And it's a Safa Gabi the daughter. Was the daughter, you know, what's the status of the daughter? Maybe your father was a Mamzer. Maybe your father was an Eved. Well, Eved wouldn't matter. Maybe the father was a Mamzer. So the Gemara says, Chet Kusei Gemara, but we're asking that we shtel the mother and a chazaka, and likewise Ches Kusei Ma'ani Labas. The bas doesn't have a chazaka, the mother has a chazaka. She wasn't born a zayin. If she was nivul al apostle, she became a zayin. But she has a chazaka that she wasn't. So we're machshu the mother and we're machshu the daughter also, because the ches chazaka of the mother helps for the daughter. But there it's different. There the mother is a suffix and the daughter is a suffix. So since we were machriya the suffix of the mother with chazaka, the gabi, the mother, this is suffix. Was she nibbled to her? What was this guy who was boiler? Was he a mamzer? Was he not a mamzer? So the chazok of the mother is machriya that the fellow who was boiler was not a mamzer. So once the chazok of the mother is machriya that the fellow who was boiler was not a mamzer, that's mahani lebas that the bas's father was also not a mamzer. But there the mother had a suffix, and we used the chazok of the mother to machriya the suffix of the mother. And that chazok then carries over to machriya the same suffix gabi the bas. Over here, you have a Shifcha, she married a Kusi. Shifcha, once upon a time, a Kusi. You know, first generation, there was a Shifcha, and she married a Kusi, we don't know who. And now we have the second generation Kusim, and every single one of those second generation Kusim, we don't know what his mother was, but the father was for sure a Kusi, so we should tell him to Cheska Sa'av. The father of the Kusi had no suffix. Whether the father married the Shifcha, or the father didn't marry the Shifcha, the father's status didn't change. So there was like no chazok about the father that he didn't marry a Kusis. Like Mechatesa, what chazok would the father have that he didn't marry a Kusis? If he married a Kusis or he didn't marry a Kusis, he stays the same. He's the Yisrael is not nifsal by being, gets an Avera, but he's not nifsal by being Boel Shifcha. So there was no chazok deployed to be Machshir the father. The Nida now is only on the child. What's the child's mother? We know his father was a Kusi. We know that his father was a Kusi. We don't know what his mother was. She might have been a Shifcha, she might have been a Kusis. So how can the Chazak of the father, that the father is a Kusi, tell me that therefore the son is also b'cheskes Kusi rather than being an Eved? What kind of, where's there a Chazak over here? The child was born b'sofek, we don't know what his mother was, who his mother was. So what is he? The Chazak of the father helps for the child. What Chazak does the father have? The father doesn't have a Chazak that he's a Kusi. The father was a Kusi, because all the fathers were Kusim. The father was a Kusi. Chazaka doesn't enter into the father's status. The father was a Kusi, will be a Kusi, is always going to be a Kusi. The father is just a Kusi. Chazaka is not a factor over here. I don't have a Chazaka that I'm Rabbi Shulman. That's how I was, you know. That's how you do Chazaka. So what's going on over here? So Rav Shimon talks about it in Shar Yesha, and Shar Beis Perek Zayin. It's really not a sugya right now at all, just to be Mar Malkum Allah. Rav Shimon says that apparently there's a chazaka, there's such a thing, there's a chazaka that the son is like the father. That the father's a kusi, his children are kusum. Like that's a chazaka in its own right, that the line of kusum went unbroken. You know, we know this is the biological son of the kusi. There's a chazaka that the biological son of a kusi is also a kusi. And if he's an Eved, he's not a kusi, because an Eved is like they have no yachts. they have no, if it's not Nesachas after his father. So here we have the biological son of a Kusi. There's some kind of Chazaka built in that he's also a Kusi. He's Medamet too. The Gemara says, Chavav. Let's say you have the following case. You have a Kayan, and he married. You have a Kayan, and he married a woman, and they have a child. Now there's a Shiloh, this woman that he married, what was she? Was she a regular lady? So the child's also a Kayan. The father was a Kayan, the child was a Kayan. You know, like the fellow came to the rabbi, he said, you know, Rabbi, again, I'd like to be a Kohen. Here's a check, $100. Rabbi said, I can't do it. It's like $500, $1,000. Rabbi said, I can't do it. I can't make him into a Kohen. So finally, the rabbi said, why are you so anxious to be a Kohen? He said, well, my father was a Kohen. I want to be a Kohen too. If the father was, so maybe that was the father a Kohen. He married this regular lady. Or maybe the lady, maybe she was an Isuri Kuna. Maybe she was a Gusha. If a Kohen marries a Gusha, the kid is a Chol. So what was Trey? Two of them say the mother was a Gusha, and two of them say, no, she wasn't a Gusha. So the Gemara says, we still on Cheskas Kuna. The child is kosher because we still on chazaka. What chazaka? The father was a kohen, is a kohen, was always a kohen. The father didn't stop being kohen whether he married a gush or not. So in the father, there's no chazaka regarding the father. Now he was shafik in the child. Was he noled misuri kun or not? What does that have to do with chazaka? So he said. So he says Reb Shimon. You see from that Gemara that there's a concept that if a person is a kohen, there's a chazaka that his biological children are also kohanim and not halal. Even though we don't know what the mother is, and the child, objectively speaking, might be a chol. Trey. Two Adam say that he's a chol. Two Adam say that he's not. But since his father was a kohen, there's a chazaka that the biological children are also kohen. So Aderech says, Reb Shimon is Messiah in this tesis. He says, we see in this tesis the same. That's the chat in this tesis as well. That if the father was a kusi, then there's a chazaka that the biological children of a kusi are also kusim, which means that the mother can't be a shivcha. Because if the mother's a shivcha, then the children are not kusi. So that's the pshat. So therefore, Taisa says that really, minat Torah, you don't have to worry that she's a shivcha. And even though linyan psulay mekmin lechas kosu, then why can't you marry a kusi? The ma'aseh of the din is not allowed to marry a kusi because we're afraid that maybe she's because shivcha and sarabim. What's the problem? Is a chazaka? Apparently, we don't. Midir rabbanu, we don't follow the chazaka. But linyan knas mekmin leshlo yechay teniska. So Taisa says, yenachanami midir rabbanu, and they, I guess, they made a ma'ala b'yuchsin that we're not going to follow that chazaka. But the linyan knas, as we saw in the Gemara Baba Kama. We don't reward the ma'anis, if ikir adin is chayav knas, so we don't want to make some kind of drabonim to get him off the hook. So here, since me ikir adin is chayav knas, because me ikir adin there's a chazaka that the woman whom he was ma'anis was not a shivcha, so therefore shloya chayt niskir, we're going to leave it that way, and he has to pay knas. Okay, that's the end of this section of Taisa. Then Taisa talks about a different topic. I want to talk though about Rashi. What's Takav Shad in Rashi? Rashi says Kasova Kusim Gerei Arayisheim, and therefore they have a lot of Lodiskhapen, and that's why it's a Yishuv Tzulov here, because the Gerei Arayis. So the Pella Tosis Kash is a Taka Pella. What do you mean Gerei Arayis? But they're so then she's a Nochris. A Nochris doesn't have Knas. That's the Ferish Gemara Dafid Aleph. My Tosis is right. So the Ferish Gemara Dafid Aleph, that a Nochris doesn't have Knas. So what do we do with Rashi? So there's a Shita Mekubetzes. The Shita says that maybe we could say for Rashi that even though they were Geri Arayis, but really Halacha Kedivrei Omer Kulam Geri Mehem. Remember the Gemara Daf Yivam Yivamos Chavdal that we talked about yesterday. Whereas in that Machlekes Yom Nechemya and the Rabbanon, Rabbi Nechemya said, let's go over that ground again. Rabbi Nechemya said that Geri Echad Geri Arayis and Geri, I think I said yesterday, the Shlomo, it was a mistake. Geri says Mordechai Esther. Rabbi Me'ami Oris Mesiadim, Geri Mordechai Esther, there was Mizgaya Machas, Kinofel Pachan Mordechai Aleim, or Geri Ish, or Geri Machmas Ishus, she wants to marry a Jew, or he wants to marry a Jew, a Jewess. So the Rabbi Nechemi says it's all not good Geris, because it's all Machmas Dover Acher, the Mizgaya Machmas Dover Acher. And the Rabbana, so, but the Gemara says, Omer Rav, halacha kedivrei Omer kulam gerim hem. That it is a valid geris. So I told you yesterday, Taisa says that the geri arayis of that sug is not the same geri arayis of kusim. Kusim were geri arayis, that means something else. They were misgaya machmas arayis, and they were also oibed avodah zara. So that, if the geri arayis, taka no good. Sure. And the Madomer says that Kusum Geri Emes holds with the Emes Geir again. And the Gemara about Nechem and the Rabban and the Gemara Yavamis Chavdal, that's talking about Geri Arayis, but they were misgayer with her full-fledged Kabbalah's mitzvahs. But Rashi is Chaylik, and Rashi over there in Yavamis Chavdal, it says that Geri Arayis is talking about Kusum, Kigoyim Kusum. So apparently, according to Rashi, Geri Arayis, people who kill Kusum, are, even if they are Geri Arayis, but it's the subject of a Machlekes, whether that's a valid Geris or not. And Allah Kedivay Oimer Kulum Gerim Him. So the maskana of the Gemara Daf Chav Dalet is that even though kusum ageri arayis, but it's still a vageris because kulum geri mei. And I told you yesterday, Ritva says apparently according to Rashi, every place in Shas where we have machlekes whether kusum ageri arayis or geri emes, it doesn't mean a machlekes whether in the historical fact with the geri arayis were the geri emes. They were for sure geri arayis. The machlekes is geri arayis if the geris or not. The madama geri arayis heim the kusum are posel are goyim. Holds like Rav Nechemya that Geri Arayis is no good, and the Man D'Omer the Kusum Geri Emesheim holds like the Rabbanon that Geri Arayis are good Geri. So therefore says the Shita that maybe even though the Kusum of Geri Arayis Rashi is Kusum of Geri Arayis, but Aloch Kedivay Oimer Kulum Geri Men Geri Arayis is a valid Geris. So why are they posel? Why is the posel not allowed to marry them? Says Rashi, what did Rashi say? Why are they puzzle? Let the schatten. Why let the schatten? But the duch. If you're telling me kulum gerim heim, so it's a valid geris. So why should it be let the schatten? Says the shita. Maybe it's going like the maskon of Rava and I involve. Rava is I involve that the issue of let the schatten is begerusum. So therefore, even though the Gerus was a valid Gerus, but there's a love of Leitis Chatan. Then he asks, but you see from Rashi, but the Rashi not going like a Maskon of Rava, so it wouldn't stim with Rashi's own Shita. But come on, that's how the Shita Mekubetz wants to answer Rashi. So does this make sense to you? No. Why not?
Why is it Kasover,
okay, that's number one. The Lashon of Kasover, Geri Arayis, the Chor, it's really the Magda Omer of Geri Emes, because Geri Emes means the Geri Arayis or Geri Emes. But fine, that's certainly an objection, but I think there's a more glaring objection. What? Again, it has a sheet of learning. The sheet is learning that when Rashi says Kasova Geri Arayis, he doesn't mean that they're goyim. They're Geri Arayis, but they're Jews anyway, because Halacha Ketiv Oimer Kulam Geri Meim the Geri Arayis are Jews. It is a valid Geris. So if it's a valid Geris, so why are they psulim? So Rashi says I'll let this happen. Why is it let this happen? But they Geri. So what's the answer? That we're going with the maskon of Rav and I involve that the lava of Leitis Chatan is begay rusum even after the Megayah they have a lava of Leitis Chatan. Who has a lava of Leitis Chatan? The maskon is Rav that Leitis Chatan is going begay rusum. That means not allowed to marry here. So go on Zayinumos. The kusum are not from the Zayinumos. What in the world does it have to do if they're goyim? Because Geri arrives and it wasn't a good Geris. But the Havmin of Robo, that like this chatan, it means don't marry a goy. And they're goyim, because Geri arrives. But the sheet is telling me that they are oilum, that we're going over here, kulum Geri mei, that it was a good Geris. So why are they also asked the lava like this chatan? What do you mean like this chatan? Because going like Robo, that it's going big Gerusim. If it's going big Gerusim, it's not going a regular Geri. You're allowed to marry a Geris. Or a Ger. Double. Right? Boya is married to Gyer. So what happened to Leitis Chatan? So she wasn't from the Zion Amun. What's the problem? So the Kusum are also not from the Zion Amun. So what in the world would the Maskon of Rava, what does that have to do with Kusum? We're not talking about Nesinim. It's like a Tois and Chesh the sheep. That's number one. Number two, why does Rashi even have to mention the Geri Arayis? Why does Rashi mention the fact that Kosova Geri Arayis, and if they wouldn't be Geri Arayis, the Maaseh were going that Kulum that the Halacha Divayim and Kulum Geri Men, that it's a valid Geris. So what's the difference if it was Geri Arayis or not Geri Arayis? It was a valid Geris, but there's a lot anyway of like this Chatan because it's going bigger. If we understood why that should be so, I mean it doesn't make any sense altogether. But I mean, like for now, it doesn't make any sense to Shita Mekubetzes. So there's a very interesting shtickle Torah from Rebbe Pravatsky in Bad Kodesh, part of his Rosh Hashiva. says that he thinks pshat is that the shita over here is going in the is going in the shita of somebody guess where we're headed. The Rav of Beis Din.
Didn't he say that explicitly?
What?
Isn't that the shita explicitly?
I don't think he calls to it. The what? Not the sheet that I saw. I don't think. Let me have a sheet. Sheet that somebody has. So.
All the way.
Maybe just hold on. I don't see it. You shouldn't have a gay rise. Have a little. Right, Tilka Chakor Chakam, Mishum to have a gay rise, have a little. There means going. There means going. Tilka Chieshna will have a little Chakam. That's when he's retracing. Doesn't say. I'll read you the sheet. Bialakusis. Pirish Rashi's out the Kosova Kusum Gere Rai saying but Yeshna Bulab with the Schata. Plot Rashi. Well Yeshula Fire Stokana. Maybe Chad and Rashi is. This is what I told you before. The Afal Gap the Gere Rai saying even though the Gere Rai is Yeshna Bulab the Late Schatan. The Mikol Moko and Hareyan Gerim. Because gay rice are gerim, chayim means like, you know, like the merch of dalad, kulum gerim heim. The islu chasnus, and therefore they have chitun, and therefore they have a lav olay tischatin. V'hainu kedasi gova, like Rava's maschona, that the lav olay tischatin is where is when they had gerus and they have chitun. So that's what Rashi means. Even though the gay rice, but since kalocha k'divayim kulum gerim heim. So Gary Rice is a valid Gerus and they have Chitun and they go into Lav Olay Tischatin like the Maskon of Rava that the Lav Olay Tischatin is Begerusim when they have Chitun. But he's Aval Yeshul Farishkin because Rashi before by Nesinim holds like the Havamin of Rava that the Lav Olay Tischatin is Begerusim, not Begerusim. And therefore when Rashi said Gary Rice, he must mean that they're Goyim. Bahavalu Goyim. It says here Ein Gimel, but it means Goyim. It's just, you know.
What's the
Chiddush
there? Isn't the point that the Havi Gary Rice and
so no, Rashi means the Geri Rai is different than Goyim, and since they're Goyim, they have Leitis Chatan as Goyim, like they have in the Brother. So, anyway, so it says Rebel, so what did the Shita mean? So he says he's going here in the Shita of the Raivit. The Raivit Shita, remember, is that the Lala Leitis Chatan is that point to Rav is Maskona, the Gerusim. So the Raivit said, the Rav Beis Din said, that the Lala Leitis Chatan means that when the Shiva Amomin were Mizgayer, remember what was he addressing the Rabbi Beis Din? He was addressing the Rishonim's question. The Gemara and I involve, the Maskon Rabbi and I involve, is that Loi Tischatin is Begerusim. That if a Kanani is Mizgayer, there's a lot of Loi Tischatin. But the Gemara and I in Ches says that it's that Nesin and David Gozer Aleim, it's only Nesin Drabonim because David Gozer Aleim. So it's a steer. So on that comes the Rav Beis Din, and he says that the Olam, the Maskana Rava, you all like the Maskana Rava, that the Lav Olay Tischatin is Begerusim. But the content of that Lav is that even though the Kanani were Megaya, that if a Kanani would be Megaya, that if a Kanani would be Megaya, B'shas Kibush She'oretz, the Geirus is not a valid Geirus. Because Geirus Arayis, they were Kigay Arayis. They were in this Gaia Machmas Pachat the Knanim, like the Gevoinim, they were talking this, you know, Kinofel Pachtacha Malenu. They were in this Gaia Machmas Pachat, and they were Odu Kanavad Zora. So their Geirus, the Torah said that the Geirus is a Pogum Dekke Geirus, and it's therefore the Torah asked that Geirus with the lab of Loitis Chatim. But if they would be Megayer subsequently a real and sincere Geirus, then that would be already a valid Geirus. But that already, Dovin and Melech was going to say that they should be Avodim and we shouldn't be Makabalim as full-fledged Geirus. And then he asked, but if you're telling me that the Torah is telling me that the Geirus of the Kananim Shas Kibush Haaretz is not a valid Geiris because it's like Kigeri Arayis. So why do they have Knas? Why didn't the Sinim have Knas? Said the Rabbah based in that even though the Taka Geiri Arayis, but Geiri Arayis are Geirim. Halacha Kedivay Arim Akulim Geirim Heim. So they are Geirim. They have Knas. They have Tushas Yisrael. But nonetheless, since the Geiris is Pogum, because they were Mizgayim Achmas Pachad and they were still Odek and Avodah Zorah, so therefore the Torah said that L'inyin Chitun, they still are like Goyim and they have a Lav of Loi Tishchat. That was the mahalach of the Rav of Beis Din. That's similar. There's a similar mahalach in the Meiri. Now, in the Rav of Beis Din himself, I thought it was meduyuk that it's this halach is limited to the Kananim. They were mizgayim achmas pachad kigeri arayis, and he says, and they were especially odikan of avodah zarah, and he has a lashon over there that got exactly lashon, but he says it's they're not going to they, you can't it's hard to get the avodah zarah out of them. Maybe somebody remembers verbatim the Lashon. The Odekan of Avodah Zarah, and the Torah was made like that. It's not going to be Yotzei Mehem so easily, the Avodah Zarah. What? Loi Tishachach Mehem. And I think he added those words in order to preempt, so every Geri Arayis should have this din of Loi Tishachatim. He says, no, every Geri like you know, like Kusim should have the din of Loi Tishachatim. So he said, no, the Kusim, maybe they were Geri Arayis, and they're Lehem or Yoivdim, but the Torah didn't say about them Loi Tishachach Mehem. But here, by the Kananim, the Torah had a special kapeda that by the Kananim, you know, you can't take the Avodah Zarah out of the Kananim so easily. So it's like the Shachar Mehem. So it's particularly makbid on the Geiris of the Kananim, Shas Nisus Oretz, that Geiris is not valid in Inyan Chitun, even though it's valid for other things. It's valid for Knas, they have to Shish Yisrael, but the Inyan Chitun is not valid. But subsequent Geiris arise, like the Kusuv, that's a valid Geiris and it's kosher. But says the Bat Kodesh that maybe Rashi holds also out there the Rav of Beis Din. That's maybe what the Shita means. But a step further, then not only the original Knanim have this lav of Loi Tishchatim, but that's Bona of that. From there we learn that all Geri Arayis, even though the Gemara says in Chavdalit and Yevomis that Alocha Kedivayim Kulam Gerim Heim. That Geiris Machmas Dover Acher is a valid Geirus, and a person is Geir Machmas Ishos, or Machmas Mordechai, or Geri Mordechai Esther, or Geri Arayis, and so on. The fact that it was Machmas Dover Acher does not pass the Geirus, but still, if there are Geri Arayis who are Odukin of who are still Alehem or Yoivdim, they're still involved with Avodah Zarah, so they also have that same Lav of Leitis Chatan. So yes, Allah Kedivayim Kulam Geirim Heim. But they go into the Lav of Leitis Chatan, because what is the Lav of Leitis Chatan? The Lav of Leitis Chatan is that the Geirus of the Kananim. Agama was a good geiris to have knas, but it wasn't a good geiris for chitun. The Torah said, "Loi tischatin bem." Don't accept the geiris of the Kananim linyan chitun because they're still odikin of avodah zarah. So zeh bona av that any geiris where the geir is still odikin of avodah zarah, the geiris is valid because we paskin halachah divrei mekulam geirim heim. But it still has the lav. But it has also the lav of loi tischatin bem. So it's not limited to shiva momen. Torah said it about the shiva momen, but it's true of the geiris as well. A geiris in which there's still the ger is still, he was in Mitzgayim Machmas Pachad, and it's still a Lehem Ayoivdim. So he goes into that same lab of Leit Tischatin, and that's what Rashi is saying. That the Kusim were Geri Arayis. Not that invalidates the Geris. Because the Gemara Yevamos Chavdalit says, Halochi Divayim Akulim Gerim Heim. So it's a valid Geris. But since the Geri Arayis, so Geri Arayis is exactly the, is Leit Tischatin Bum. That's exactly what Leit Tischatin means. According to the Rabbah Beis Din, the lab of Leit Tischatin means, don't marry Geri Arayis. That's the shtickle. That's where he ends up pshat and rashi, and that's maybe pshat is very compelling in the shita. Otherwise, the shita mamish makes no sense. It reads very well in the shita. The only thing is the shita asks that that rashi shita is that the lav of leit tischatin rashi before by nesinim dovid gozer aleim is mashma the lav of leit tischatin is big yusum. Chodesh Adi, which is a terrible kasha. How do you know rashi holds that? The only reason why we know that Rashi holds like the Havamin of Rava is because Rashi's David goes early and the David asked the Mechitun. And according to the Maskon of Rava, what do you have to have David asked to ask the Mechitun? There also Mechitun midrash also like this happened. But if you hold like the Rava based in, then that was all the agenda of the Rava based in, that David goes early is not a steer to the Maskon of Rava. David goes early not to be Makabal and Megari subsequently. But the original Gary is possible also like this happened. So I'm not even so clear then what's the Sheet's objection to this Pshat. The Pshat's very good. Maybe his objection is that according to the Rav based in a stam nisin who comes to us, we don't really have to come out to David Gazer Leia. He's usher because, like this chatan, the original Gainus was no good. The case that you need David Gazer Leia is a special case where a nisin was Megayer later, and really in Atarah the subsequent Gainus was a good Gainus, but David was Gazer not to accept the subsequent Gainus. It's not Mashman Rashi that when he says David Gazer Leia that he's talking about a special case. It's Mashman Rashi that all nisin are David Gazer Leia. And that's really like the Havmin of Rav, not like the Maskana. Maybe that's not so much. That's what he suggests here in Rashi. Yeah.
He's only the Gemara conditioning that the two options for.
Oh, that's what I was. Yeah. I wasn't sure how to get into this. I put it in the notes, but I wasn't sure I want to get too bogged down over it. The Mahalach itself is very beautiful. This is a Beryl Paraskas Mahalach. It's very nice. If you want to see it inside, it's in Bad Kedush. It's very, very beautiful. Chorlo is an issue. It comes out like this, that he's saying that the man the Omar Kusim are the man the Omar. What's he saying like this? That there's a man the Omar, the Kusim Geri arise, but it's a valid Geri, but you're still not allowed to marry them. The problem is that in the Gemara itself, we have many Gemaras about Kasava Kusim Geri arise and Kasava Kusim Geri Emes, it's all of it. And if you want all the Maramakomas, Rav Chaim Kineski has a sefer on Maseches Kusim. There's a Maseches Kana of Reis and Maseches Kusim. Chaim Kineski has the parish at the very beginning there. He brings all the Gemaras about Kusim Geri Reis and Kusim Geri Emes and all the Shnayas about it and Rishalmis. They have everything there concentrated. So anyway, but it's all over Shas. But in the Gemara you have like this, you have Manto Amrim Lamashal, who hold that Kusim are Goyim Gmur. Even the dam is not metamic. Mamish goyim. And the Gemara says Kasova Geri Arayis. Then we have Gemara's Tanoim of old that Kusim, you're allowed to marry them. Like the Gemara traditionally you're talking about, where the Gemara says that there's a Madama that Kusim a Geri Emes, and you're allowed to marry them. Just be drabon they were. Ever Vishikun is Harubem, but Minatari, you're allowed to marry a Kusim. The Gemara says Kasova Geri Emes. But in the Gemara itself, you have Tanoim of old, you're allowed to marry them. The Gemara calls that Geri Emes. And you have Tanoim Mahol that they're going Gemurim. The Gemara calls up Geri Arayasim. Now it turns out that there's like a middle position that they're Geri Arayas, but that's a valid Geris. But you can't marry them because of Leitis Chatan. Like how does that shim in all over Shas where we seem to only have the two extreme positions? They're Goyim Gemurim Legamre. Their dam is not even their dam leader is not even Tomei. The Mamish Goyim. And then we have the other opinion. They're allowed to marry them. And here, all of a sudden, we have this middle shita. Yeah, that's a shtickle of problem in this mahal. So I'm not going to get too bogged down in this because it's. If you want in the notes, I sort of addressed it. If you want to take a look, no new lumdus over there, just to make the chesed how it might. You know, how we might be able to reconcile it, but I think for I'm not going to burden with you right now. Okay, we'll stop here, and tomorrow for the second part of the pages.